There will be grants available for local governments to fix up washed-out roadways, but that money's not going to trickle down to individual homeowners. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker recalls surveying the damage with federal emergency management officials after the heavy July rains. He says there are more than 18,000 affected homes in places like Milwaukee, Glenwood, Whitefish Bay, and Brown Deer.
It was clear to me that there were hundreds and hundreds of homes that had significant damage into the point of being questionable as to whether or not they can safely live in their homes because of damage to things like their hot water heaters, furnaces, and other things are essential to living. Many individual homeowners didn't have insurance or any other means of paying for that, so FEMA would have been really the sole source for correcting that so they can get back in their home safely.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's also disappointed and frustrated with FEMA's decision. He's visiting with a FEMA official Friday to discuss the appeal process to hopefully score individual federal relief.
The state and the county do not have extensive programs whatsoever. And really, the situation here, as I analyze it, is you had a lot of people who had their basements filled with water. And the FEMA regulations really call for the water to be on the first floor. But because in Milwaukee we have an older housing stock in the area where these rains fell, many people used their basement for living areas.
One estimate lists $50 million in damages to Milwaukee County, but Mayor Barrett says reports are still coming in, so that number's a ballpark figure. FEMA also denied individual assistance to Grant and Waukesha counties. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.